I knew that the Raug's ancestors were involved with the Forerunner Alliance. So the Shintanil and Sun-Eye vessels are going to Buzrul to try to destroy their orbital city, Agmedra A.
That or strike at the cities hidden in the cloudy depths of the nearby gas giant Vehrant.
Cao Chi tried to order his thoughts around this grim news.
What can we do to prevent this?
We already tried, my shipmates and I.
Robert indicated the quiescent humans in their cages.
You see, roughly half a ship day ago, we dispatched a construct agent on a mission into stranger realms than I would ever wish to tread, and it was soon after that we encountered this vessel and the Sun-Eye one. Hoping to disable or destroy either or both, we mounted an assault.
I remember the impacts and the alarms, he said. So your attack failed?
Even with some radical upgrades, courtesy of myself, the Heracles could not prevail. We slowed them down, but couldn't seriously damage either of them, and the Shintanil were quick to launch boarding parties.
The older man shrugged.
And here we are. Now I have to make a reckoning of the survivors, so while I'm doing that, I should like you to hurry around the main bulkheads and look for anything resembling a deck plan. The layout of a crypt ship is always the same, and the sooner we narrow down our whereabouts, the sooner we can get organized.
How did you come to be so familiar with such vessels?
Cao Chi said. Smiling, Robert tapped the side of his head.
Some surprising things stored up here. Let's get busy, shall we?
Cao Chi hurried off on his task, thoughts full of fearful anticipation, yet sharpened by the hope that the elderly Robert knew what he was doing. The storage bay, with its rows of narcotized prisoners, was a chilling place in both senses of the word. By the time he found the map, on a semi-corroded plaque halfway along the second wall of the bay that he came to, he was trembling from the cold. The lettering and the symbols were meaningless, but it was definitely a floor plan, as Robert confirmed when he came to view it. He took one look, smiled, and pointed to a pair of symbols in the lower corner.
Deck 18. Good. That places us directly above one of the auxiliary launch bays, which is where they keep the assault craft.
Cao Chi's eyes widened.
We'll be escaping in them.
In just one? They can each carry 30 fully armed Shintanil boarding troops, whereas we have 23 humans to accommodate, including you and me.
He shook his head sadly.
21 survivors from the Heracles. Although there could be more in the other body bays. Maybe even Velasquez. But it would be far too risky to stray into the upper decks. No, we must play to the few advantages that we have.
Master Robert, we must warn the Raug,
Cao Chi said.
We need to reach them first.
Indeed, and to do so, we'll have to hamper our host's progress somehow, but leave that to me.
Cao Chi nodded.
So, is there a way down to this launch area, and how can we carry so many unconscious people?